We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've not played pickleball, but it's kind of ironic you're saying that, because that's the second time in about 3 days I've heard of a noise complaint with pickleball. So,
what was the other time? Was it somebody in your neighborhood?
It was actually bad. My parents are in New Jersey, and they play pickleball, and the court they played on was shut down because neighbors complained of noise. So it's kind of odd you said that.
Wow, so
they're taking away your parents' leisure activity. That seems unkind, JJ.
Yeah, I guess there's not a whole lot we can do, though. So the court shut down, they'll have to figure something else out.
I feel like that's something like, I don't know why, I guess I just assumed you played like tennis or pickleball, or it just seemed like, you seem like the kind of person who wants to stay active, but maybe not just like, you know, run on a treadmill.
Yeah, no, my thing is biking, Peloton biking. So that's what I try to do to stay active.
JJ, on the field, we know the team right now around the 40-game mark. When you see how the first 41 games have gone, do you guys alter where you're at short-term and long-term when it comes to goals?
Yeah, I think we've always got to look at that. Certainly the first 40 games have not gone the way we anticipated. So, you know, there's some young guys that are on the field a little bit more than they were earlier in this year. We'll continue to look at that and other players. But, you know, we have to keep grinding it out. There's something to be said for winning games, and you want to put the team in the best position to win. You know, because we have young players on the field doesn't mean that we're necessarily in a rebuild, but we are young. You know, we are young, and we have to recognize where we are. As I said last week when we were on the show with each other, you know, right now I think if there's some saving grace, our division, you know, the Twins are playing really well and the other teams aren't. You know, so, you know, we want players coming to the field with the intention to win a game every night. You know, development's part of it, but we really believe that development really happens, you know, from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock prior to the game. And then the game competition needs to be part of development as well. And that also includes winning. So we want to keep our eyes on trying to win games and put the best team out there that we can.
I assume that means that it makes it difficult when you start having those conversations earlier in the season you want, but are you guys already discussing the possibility of trades?
Well, yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, that's nonstop, though. That's I don't think it's necessarily a May 15th, a May 30th, or necessarily a July 31st thing. You know, you're keeping an eye on what clubs are doing, injuries that they suffer, where we may have fits. That's the main focus of our pro department. Our R&D department does a great job keeping us informed on what they think may be happening with other clubs. You don't see a whole lot of trades being made prior to the trading deadline, but once in a while you do. And, you know, if there's an opportunity for us to get better, then we'll jump on it. But right now that hasn't presented itself, but we'll keep working at it, looking at it, and see where it takes us.
With a guy like Brad Keller, JJ, do you find yourself in the conversation of, hey, we got to look for possible partners for a guy like that, or we need to start talking long-term extension? Has an extension talks come up at all with Brad?
We haven't talked extension with Brad directly. You know, internally we do have those discussions. You know, what's the best route for us? You know, Brad's having a great year. There's going to be interest in him. We also have a need for starting pitching, you know, so it's that balance of, is this the right time? Is he the right person? Do we need him long term? And there are things we'll have to determine as we get closer to the deadline, what direction we're going to go.
We're talking to the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo. He joins us here on 610 Sports Radio. I know there's a lot of fans that said, I haven't heard from owner John Sherman at this point. How much conversation have you had and Dayton had with him on the current state of the organization? How frequent are those discussions and what are they like?
Well, Dayton and John speak daily, and then Dayton informs me on what the discussions have been, what his thoughts are. But, you know, they discuss things daily. Obviously, he's on top of what's going on, and, you know, Dayton knows what's going on day to day. So those discussions happen very frequently, and they'll continue to happen.
2 years ago, JJ, if you guys were looking kind of like ahead in time, where did you guys think you are? Or where you were going to be versus not? I guess it's like, did you think that this was going to be the year you would be contending for playoff spots 2 years ago?
Well, I think we looked at this year a lot like, you know, going from 2012 into 2013, where you want to be more competitive, you want to win games, you want to be in some sort of race, you want to be in a you know, whether it's a wild card or the divisional title. So, you know, we still view it that way. You know, we have to make strides as an organization. We have to make strides with individual players to put ourselves in a position to compete at a higher level. So we still look at it like we're in more so in that phase, somewhere between 12 and 13. We still have guys that are going to be on this major league team that are in the minor leagues. I think 2013, just about everybody that was going to be part of a championship type of run was already up. You know, maybe with the exception of Yordano Ventura, I think maybe he came up, you know, later in 13. But the guys that were on the field, you know, in 14 and 15 were all on the field in 13, and we're just not quite there yet. There's some guys that we feel need more time in the minor leagues. We're going to give them that time. And once we get them all on the field, I think it'll you know, more closely resemble to what it did at the end of 2013 and then headed into 14.
JJ, is there frustration? I think you and I talked about this on the side, but like, there's got to be some frustration, right, of trying to guess when somebody's ready from AAA, at least from an organizational perspective, because you said how difficult that jump is now from AAA to the majors than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's always been difficult because you just don't know how a player is going to respond when they get to the major leagues. But for whatever reason right now, you know, it's become even more challenging. We don't think essentially what's happening is the veteran player, the 32 to 35-year-old player that may be in AAA that still can help a major league team for a month or so, there's fewer players like that. So the young hitters don't face the veteran pitching that you would typically see in AAA and vice versa. You know, so there's that gap is greater. But then you look at a situation like an MJ Melendez. You know, the story's far from written, but MJ was not swinging the bat particularly well, but because he's on the roster, we do believe in him as a player. You know, because of an injury, MJ gets a chance to come up, and MJ's competing really well. So, you know, that's why it's really difficult to try to figure out exactly when a player is ready to compete in the major leagues at a good enough level that they're not defeated and they lose confidence.
Last week when we had you on, JJ, I think it was just a day or so after Salvi was placed on the IL. Does he continue to be on the right track, though, to hopefully be in that 10 to 14-day timeline again?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's not on the trip right now. He stayed back to continue his rehab. He's working with Jeff Blum, our PT. He'll get the work in that he needs, and hopefully the next homestand, somewhere in that homestand, he can get back on the field. I know one thing is Salvi's going to push it. You know, day 10, he's going to want to play, and we're just going to have to determine whether or not he's ready to play at that time. But we do think it's more of like a 14-day thing just because of the injury. It's his left thumb. I mean, that's 150 pitches a night he's catching, and, you know, that's his bottom hand as a hitter. So there's a lot of wear and tear on that thumb. We got to make sure that it's completely healthy before we put him back in the lineup.
Speaking of Royal General Manager J.J. Piccolo here on Cody and Gold, some of the guys you'd mentioned that might be on future contending teams for the Royals, I assume are names you get asked about a lot because we get asked about them a lot. Nick Prado and Vinny Pasquantino, as far as their readiness for the majors, what kind of timeline does the organization see for both of those guys to get to the bigs?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna eye this year at some point, but we do have to feel confident that they're completely ready for it. You know, Nick is on the roster, so he's less complicated than Vinny Pasquantino. We certainly wouldn't let the roster situation, you know, dictate whether Vinny comes up or not. But, you know, with Nick being on the roster, it is a little bit easier transactionally. They're both playing well. They're different types of hitters. Nick's going to provide some slug and maybe a few more homers. You know, there are some things we still feel like he needs to improve on. You know, Vinny is more of a, you know, he's unbelievable with his strikeouts to walk ratio, especially considering how big of a guy he is. He tends to use the whole field really, really well. So there's a lot of good things that he's doing. You know, we have to remind ourselves that, you know, this is his first year in AAA and he only had half a year in AA. So, and then going back and, you know, piecing together what we just talked about a few minutes ago, you know, the level of competition. So trying to balance those evaluations is a little bit tricky, but they are two guys that we expect to help our club, you know, in the near future. We just don't have a target date that we want them up this date or that date. We just let it play out.
JJ Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, kind enough as always to join us here on 610 Sports Radio. Thanks for, as always, for the time.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.